A huge release of steam and ash from the Taal volcano south of the Philippines' capital, Manila, is leading authorities to warn 8,000 people to leave the area. The volcano has emitted a plume of grey ash that shot a kilometre into the sky, and that was accompanied by rumbling sounds and tremors. Three earthquakes were also recorded, and ash from the volcano has been landing in the capital. Julia Andre prepared this report.
With plumes of ash, amid flickering volcanic lightning, one of the Philippines' most active volcanoes, Taal, awakened on Sunday. The volcano is one of the smallest in the world, but yesterday it ramped up the action. Residents watched on as a column of rock and steam up to 15 kilometres high spewed out, choking the skies in darkness.
When the volcano emitted steam, we ran away up here. The road was crowded. Thick ash and pebbles were falling.
Thousands of residents have been ordered to leave their homes already. This man says he had to evacuate and leave all his belongings. And by early evening, authorities had ratcheted up the warning level three times, saying a hazardous explosive eruption and volcanic tsunami were possible. Professor Richard Arculus is a volcanologist at the Australian National University and says thousands of tourists visit the area near the volcano.
There are a number of villages surrounding the lake. It's a kind of popular place to visit, a nice tourist attraction. And I've been to Taal and gone out on the lake. There are plenty of people making a living out of tourism to it. So those people are under direct threat.
He believes this latest eruption could be the result of volcanic magma coming into contact with fresh water in an adjoining lake.
Well, Taal is sat in a freshwater lake. There's no question that freshwater is involved in some ways in the eruption. They're called phreatomagmatic. Phreato means water. Magmatic as magma. So interactions of magma and water are very potentially explosive and dangerous. And in the event of seawater getting into the system, it creates another bunch of what I would call interesting phenomena. So Taal shares the interaction of seawater, groundwater and magma with White Island.
With thousands of homes already cleared and schools closed, the Philippines waits to see if this volcano is about to show its full power. And that could prove more catastrophic and deadly than the eruption seen on New Zealand's White Island late last year.
Well, the recent eruption at White Island was minor in scale compared with what Taal has been known to do historically. So columns of ash and dust going up into the stratosphere, 10, 12 kilometres high, and also base surges, which are when explosion reaches the Earth's surface, in addition to transferring a lot of energy and materials up into the sky, there's also a circumferential blast of gas, dust, blocks hugging the surface of the Earth. And in the case of Taal, that's initially the lake in which the main vent sits.
That report from Julia Andre.